Rams. So, Coach, talk about the game and how you guys, you know, battled back, and you guys scored a couple, and then they scored a couple, and then it went to overtime. What was your guys' mindset heading into overtime?
Well, I think the biggest thing we talked about heading into overtime was just getting back to playing Gator soccer, because we sort of went away from that a little bit. I think we kind of fell into a little bit of their direct style of play. And not that we were direct, but we were dribbling way too much. We weren't playing and moving. But in the overtime, we did a good job of that, and I think that's why we generated some opportunities.
What's it mean to be able to stick with it and pull it out?
Well, I think it's good for us to have an overtime win. I mean, I think that says a lot about our team to come back from the situation we were in.
Yeah.
I think where we have got to get better is not getting ourselves in that situation. But you have to give Oklahoma State credit for sticking the chances that they had.
Yeah.
Talk about leading in the corners and leading in the shots 25-7. Talk
right.
about that and how you guys can convert.
Well, I think a little bit of that is our inefficiency. You know, we've got to do a better job of utilizing what we have, like width, like creating space for one another. And, you know, I think that's, again, we just got a little bit away from the way that we play. And, you know, great teams, they can play the same way no matter who they're playing against.
Talk about them, you know, defending well against Savannah and basically shutting her out almost the entire game.
Yeah, I mean, she had some great looks, too. I think, you know, obviously she's going to be the focal point for most teams' defenses. But I think that opened up some opportunities for someone like Brooke.
Talk about Liz and scoring her first goal of the season and how great that makes her
feel.
Well,
Liz was, especially in the first half, she was winning everything there was in the air, everything. So it was justice that she won an offensive header.
What was the decision kind of process behind switching keeper for the second half?
Well, I think it's important for us to get all of our younger players some experience, and we had decided before the game that that was going to be a change we were going to make at halftime just to get Kaylin some game experience.
There were a couple of changes from last game. Maggie didn't play to the second half, and Pam didn't play the entire
game. Pam was injured. Maggie was, you know, we were trying to possibly not play her or limit her playing time. So we limited her minutes, but obviously she got it.
Right.
Just a small injury, nothing new.
Okay.
With a lot of moving pieces on the defense, like changing the formation a little bit for this game, how frustrating is it to make mistakes in the midfield that lead to scoring chances?
Well, I mean, I think we are our own worst enemy at times. And so for us, it's just about, again, like playing the way we play. Changes.
Wait, I'll be right back.
And when we stop offering and we stop moving and we stop, you know, doing our passing and receiving, that's when we're going to be suspect to things like that.
When you put, when you originally put Lauren in, you moved Kristen over to the left, and it seemed that Kristen moved over to the left and you put Brooke in the middle, or Lauren in the middle. What was the motive behind that?
Well, we switched systems very early in the game. You know, we were started out at 4-2-3-1 and we went to a 3-5-2. We went to a 3-5-2 just based on what they were showing us. And I think that, you know, it's a great part about our team, the versatility of our team to be able to pretty much seamlessly switch systems with the players we had in there is a good thing.
Going back to Kaylin, what did you kind of see from her?
Well, I thought that she did a good job with her feet because, you know, that can be kind of nerve-wracking when you first get in there. And, you know, we said at halftime, like, if she hits the first one long, which is not something we normally don't do that often, that's okay because, you know, she's going to have some butterflies. We just want to get her those butterflies out and let her play. But I thought as the game went on, she did a much better job of keeping the possession going.
How useful and kind of a learning experience is it to go into overtime like this?
Well, it's free soccer, right?
Yeah.
But I think we need to learn to win in overtime. So that's a really big step for us is to learn to win in overtime and make sure we close out a game.
Good job. Well done. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.